It's the middle of summer and the garden is bumping. It's hot and I'm busy trying to keep everything watered and fighting off the inevitable disease and fungus problems that plague all tomatoes grown in our humid climate. Between one thing and another, I am in my garden every day just keeping up. One thing that I have been doing a lot lately is harvesting vegetables. My tomatoes are just ripening. I have been swimming in a sea of cucumbers for a few weeks already, and my beet harvest has been steady. The sweet red peppers are just around the corner. A recent big haul from the garden was my garlic harvest. I haven't purchased garlic from the grocery store in 6 years because I grow more garlic every year in my garden than my husband and I can eat in a year. I plant garlic every year around Halloween, and then it's ready to harvest right around the 4th of July. The biggest bulbs that I harvest in the summer are held back to plant in the fall, and the process repeats all over again. Because I just freed up a sizable chunk of real estate in my garden after my garlic harvest, I'm ready to add one more task to my never-ending garden to-do list: planting my fall vegetables. Hi, I'm Carrie Hargrove, and you are listening to Farm Your Yard. And today we are going to think ahead to my favorite season of the year, autumn, and what you can do now to have a fabulous fall garden. Okay, first, a pep talk. It's hot, this I know, but it's fleeting. We don't live in Florida. In 5 months, everyone is going to be complaining about the cold. So put on a hat, fill up a water bottle, and go outside and enjoy it while summer lasts. Now that I've got you convinced to leave the AC, let's talk about a broader gardening principle. There are several keys to gardening, and one of these basic tenets is that timing is everything. Sometimes that timing doesn't work perfectly with our comforts, like right now you probably don't want to go outside and plant beets. But you know what? In October, you'll be thanking yourself that you did. In this context, the timing that we are referring to is the maturity rate of different vegetables. If you want to eat garden-grown salads in the fall, you better head on out to your garden with some seed packets in the next few weeks. If it takes beets 3 months to grow from a seed to a full-size beet, and you want to eat beets in October, then you should plant those seeds right about now. There are some complexities to this, of course. Cool weather-loving plants grow slower in the summer heat, so you have to take that into account. And the shortening day length can get you into trouble if you wait too long to plant your fall garden. But if you follow my advice, you'll have a lovely fall garden that will make your neighbors envious. The first step to a lovely fall garden is so fundamental that it can be overlooked. You have to have open space in your garden in the middle of summer. That means that you can't necessarily plant your whole garden in summer veggies like squash, peppers, and tomatoes if you want your garden to keep producing vegetables in the late fall. In my garden, this is where the garlic comes in. My garden has no available space until July when I harvest my garlic. And since I grow so much of it, about a quarter of my garden is opened up for another round of planting after that harvest. It's perfect timing. Once I have dealt with getting the garlic out of the way and adding more soil amendments, I have plenty of time to plant almost anything I want for fall. So, step one, plant garlic or another vegetable that will be out of your garden by July so that you have space to plant your fall vegetables. So now you have space in your garden, and what do you plant? Well, you could take this in a couple of different ways. On the one hand, you could do a second planting of the faster-growing summer veggies like summer squash, cucumbers, and bush beans. All of these plants are sensitive to frost, so you want to plant them far enough in advance of the anticipated first frost that you actually get the squash or the cucumbers or the beans you're going after. In our area, the first frost date is projected to be on October 15th every year. But last year it happened in November, and a few years ago we had a very early frost in September. So the first frost date is really anybody's guess. But if you plant squash, cucumbers, beans now, you'll surely get lots of those veggies before they die from the frost. Another route you can take is to plant frost-tolerant vegetables like beets, cabbage, collard greens, kale, and Swiss chard. These will grow deep into the fall until it gets really, really cold, like in the 20s, and some of them will even live past that. You could also wait a couple more weeks and in early August plant your second planting of lettuce and radishes. Or you could wait even longer and in early September plant spinach. Spinach is extremely cold hardy, so if you plant it in September and it doesn't get big enough to harvest, you can let it stay in the garden until spring, when it'll be one of the first veggies you harvest next year. As you can tell, there's lots of options in planting a fall garden, and it's almost like spring all over again. When I go through this in my garden, I think about all the things that I know I can grow this time of year, and which of those I want to eat in a few months. This year, my fall garden will be planted with cabbage, spinach, carrots, beets, and green beans. I already have the carrots and the cabbage planted. This week, I will plant the beets and the beans, and in September, I will plant the spinach. These plants are planted at vastly different times because they will all grow at different speeds and deal with the stress of the summer heat in different ways. All of this I know from trial and error, so don't be afraid to make mistakes, because that's how you learn. After you've planted your fall garden, the next key is to water it. Water the newly planted areas of your garden every day, and I've found that I have been doing it twice a day on the really hot days. And you know, that seems like a no-brainer, but watering every day for a few weeks actually takes a willpower of steel, so keep at it. You'll find that the plants will start off life pretty slow because of the stress of the heat and the sun, but eventually they'll take off. Once the plants germinate and are tall enough, mulch the ground around them to help retain the soil moisture and keep their roots cool, and then go out and visit them every day to keep up with their progress. There's a lot of insects at this time of year, so you'll have to be doing a lot of squishing. I have been out in my garden every day watering my cabbage and carrots and convincing them that life in the garden right now is wonderful. And so far, so good. They're looking green and upright and happy. So far, my fall dinners are looking optimistic. And that is one of the many things that I like about gardening. There's always something to look forward to. Thanks for listening. For KBIA and the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture, I am Carrie Hargrove. For more information on CCUA, visit our website, which is columbiaurbanag.org, or follow us on Facebook. You can ask us any questions about planting or planning your fall garden. From one gardener to another, there is nothing like spending a summer's evening planting vegetables for the fall. So with that, I wish you happy gardening.